My name is Soon Park, and I'm the host of Cerebral Ballet. This podcast is designed to highlight the diversity problem in the ballet world and illustrate experiences from students, guests, and experts, and inspire people to advocate to eliminate racism and break stereotypes in ballet and the arts. Let's get started. Welcome to an episode of Cerebral Ballet Podcast. In celebration of the holidays, the end of 2021, and a new year 2022, we are going to be celebrating a few famous BIPOC ballet dancers around the world. The first ballet dancer we would like to highlight is Alicia Alonso, a Cuban prima ballerina and choreographer who started the company Ballet Nacional de Cuba. She was highly regarded for her convincing portrayals of leading roles in the great works of classical and romantic ballet, especially for a lively, precise Giselle, and for a sensual, tragic Carmen. She's known for artistry and longevity as a performer and artist, and her battle with chronic vision problem, which never deterred her from dance. She started dance in Spain, leading her to study ballet in Havana. She enrolled in the School of American Ballet at the age of 17 after moving to New York City in 1937. In 1940, she enrolled in the Ballet Theater, Leader American Ballet Theater, and danced the lead of Giselle. While still with ballet theater, she suffered a detached retina. However, Alonso refused to abandon dance. Her vision improved, but later it worsened and became a chronic problem, eventually leading her to become virtually blind. A lot of the times, she couldn't fully see her way around the stage while performing, but she didn't allow this to be her setback in dance. Alonso said, "I don't want my audience thinking that if I dance badly, it is because of my eyes, or if I dance well, it is in spite of them. This is not how an artist should be." In addition to this, Alonso portrayed lead roles in many classical ballets with vast emotional range and technical precision. In 1948, she co-founded, with her husband and his brother, the Alicia Alonso Ballet Company in Cuba. Here, she became prominent as a choreographer, running from variations on classic works such as Swan Lake to the comic ballet of Voyage to the Moon. She was an artist of atypical range and power, who, despite her chronic visual problems, continued dancing until her 70s. The next prominent ballet dancer we're going to be talking about is Arthur Mitchell, a Black American ballet choreographer and dancer who was the first African American to become a principal dancer with a major ballet company, New York City Ballet. Later, he co-founded the renowned Dance Theater of Harlem. When he was younger, Mitchell attended the High School of Performing Arts in New York City and began performing Broadway musicals. He became the only Black dancer in New York City Ballet in 1956 and was promoted to principal dancer in 1962. Choreographer George Balanchine created two leading roles for Mitchell, one in Eglon and A Midsummer Night's Dream. Mitchell will forever be remembered for displaying outstanding performances and agility in these roles. However, Mitchell noticed the discrimination against Black dancers in the ballet world and was persistent on creating a company with all Black dancers. In 1969, he co-founded Dance Theater of Harlem with Carl Shook. In 1971, the company debuted in New York City. Mitchell choreographed numerous ballets before it disbanded in 2004. However, it was revived in 2012. Arthur Mitchell displayed a brilliant presence, fantastic artistry, and powerful sense of self, and showed the way for Black dancers. The last dance figure we will talk about today is Maria Talchief, a Native American prima ballerina who was the first Native American to have held rank. She also founded Chicago City Ballet with her sister. Her energy, speed, and grace enhanced her already elegant technique. As a musical choreographer George Balanchine, she's considered one of the greatest ballet dancers in the United States. At age 17, Maria Talchief moved to New York City to pursue her dreams of becoming a dancer. She traveled from various dance companies to other dance companies to look for work. Although many companies discriminated against her because of her Native American ancestry, rejection did not stop Talchief. After being selected as an understudy in the Ballet Russe, the premier Russian ballet company in the US, she became one of the lead ballerinas in 1942. As her career began to take off, many tried to persuade her to change her last name so that dance companies wouldn't discriminate against her. However, she refused and continued to perform as Maria Talchief. She later married famous choreographer George Balanchine, who created her signature Firebird role. she also became prima ballerina of the New York City Ballet. Tauchi's best known role was as the Sugar Plum Fairy in The Nutcracker. In 1960, she also performed at the Bolshoi Theater in Moscow, making her the first American to do so. Tauchi and her sister founded Chicago City Ballet, a ballet school and dance company. Even after retiring, Tauchi spoke about injustice and discrimination for Native American ballet dancers. As a prima ballerina, she broke through the barriers of Native American ballet dancers and eventually became one of America's most famous ballet dancers. Thank you for listening to our podcast. As you know, our STEP program that gives free online ballet classes to children ages 5 to 10, especially those who can't afford it, is already available. For parents and volunteers who have signed up for Cohort 1 January to June 2022 STEP program classes, an email will be sent to you sometime this week that connects you with your student or volunteer. If you would like to sign up to be a student or volunteer, please check out our website, stairwayforballet.com, to register to get the Zoom links every week. To keep up with our social media, check out our Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube.